I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Recent accusations and the subsequent arrest of believers in Nepal won't stop Bibles for the World's distribution plans. President John Podaiti says the oppression actually helps their cause.
Inadvertently, by acknowledging that these Bibles could be used for conversion, these people that are trying to squelch Christianity are acknowledging the power of God's Word. They are saying that this book can transform lives.
Right after Easter, police arrested four Christians and accused them of violating Nepal's 2018 anti-conversion law. One believer, an American, was immediately deported. Please pray for the body of Christ in Nepal.
That God may continue to direct, guide them, give them the wisdom and insight they need to continue to be strong for the gospel and continue building the body of Christ.
And how do you bring the hope of Christ to a community with high drinking and suicide rates? Russian pastors recently gained the skills needed to answer that question through practical theology training. It's part of Slavic Gospel Association's Reach Russia Now initiative, SGA's Eric Mock.
Practical theology is further training to take the theological understanding that we have and apply it to a human heart. It's one thing for someone to ask, can I explain the gospel to them? It's another thing for a person to say, I just lost my child. What does God's word have to say about that?
Please pray God would equip and encourage these pastors to share the gospel and to disciple their congregations well. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. Click the banner to learn more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.